Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We've all heard about stalkers and the terrible things that they do and the terrible agony and misery that they inflict on their victims. But an unusual type of victim of a stalker, at least to my mind anyway, I was surprised to read about this. Business people are now being stalked by sometimes unhappy customers. It's a strange situation, and some of them are turning to Mary Crilly at the Sexual Violence Centre, Mary and her team, because they offer a service for people who are being stalked. Mary, that's an unusual one, that someone would be stalked because a customer in their business was unhappy with service or something like that. Good morning.
Morning, PJ. I mean, it was for us too. We started up Stalking Ireland, a website, and asked people to come in, give us their experience, to gather the prevalence and to talk to them and offer them support. I mean, I really welcome the new legislation, which validates people, where now they can look at legislation as they've been stalked and I can do something about it. But what did happen fairly soon, which did surprise me, was a couple of businessmen rang in, I think about five or six.
So, Mary, what you were saying to me was like that you opened the stalkingireland.ie service and you were surprised when business people started to come forward.
I was surprised by the variety of people come in, because I would have thought about stalking being in intimate relationships, or, you know, stalking would be, say, two girls who contacted us who constantly have this guy driving up and down the road, even though they live in a cul-de-sac, and stopping outside their house. You know, this kind of subtle thing where they don't have something to grab onto to go to the guards with, but they felt terrified and knew it was stalking. But what the men were saying to me, what they found so difficult, was that it was so consistent. It wasn't like somebody complaining to them and saying, I don't like the service you gave, I don't like the contract you gave me, we had an agreement and you broke it, and that might be a once off or twice off or maybe a legal situation and that would be the end of it. This would be consistent, this would be deliberate, this would be kind of saying, I know where your daughter goes to school, I know where your wife is, and, you know, it, real stalking, really kind of consistent, kind of following, tracking, knowing people's movements. And I think what the men we spoke with felt it wore them down. They were even shocked because they said that they were doing quite well. They didn't do well during COVID, but they were managing. But they weren't used to this consistent contact kind of, and it just wore them down. I mean, one man said to me, he lived in a different part of the country, so we did contact another rape crisis centre who'd support him, because he was terrified about what this person might do to his daughter or his wife, because that threat is always there. But he couldn't believe the ongoing thing of it and how it wore him down, and that's what stalking is. And my heart kind of went out to him, because he felt so bad. He felt he was the earner of the household. He felt a wimp by doing this, but that's what stalking is, and that's what it's about. It's about wearing somebody down so you have total power and control over them, and you're getting into all their social media accounts.
It's bullying, isn't it?
It is, in the extreme. And I think it is so consistent, whereas, you know, harassment, you know, somebody might get harassed at work and it might happen occasionally, but when stalking happens, it's just consistent and ongoing. And I'd just like to say to these men and women in business is that you're not on your own. You know, and contact somebody and contact the guards now, let me know what's happening. And it's the only way to stop it.
Yeah. Because we've all heard the TripAdvisor threat where someone isn't happy with their dinner and they say, oh, I'll go to TripAdvisor about you. This is a whole different level. This is finding out where someone lives, following them, creeping around behind them, watching their kids go to school and saying, I know where your kids go to school. That's ridiculous. That's just
nasty. And that's what it's about. It's totally nasty. and totally wrong, and it's a crime now, thankfully. It always was in some kind of way, but legislation wasn't as clear or as cut as it is now, which is great. And it's just to ask people not to doubt themselves. If they feel it's going on, if they think it's going on, trust their instincts. Come to us, come to the guards. The guards are quite prepared to speak with you, especially those involved in the protective services unit, to let you know what right you have and what you can do about it. Don't put up with it, because it won't stop. I mean, these people have to be stopped. They're in a minority. But, I mean, can you imagine getting up in the morning wondering what's going to happen today, what's going to be done to me, is it going to stop? I don't know what more to do. Let's just work together and stop it.
That's terrible. It's terrible that people would do that. And if you go to the guards or go to yourselves and you make a statement, the law is now there. The guards must follow it up. I would imagine that some people would know the name of their stalker.
Oh, absolutely. I think the majority do, or will find out, because the people are so around them so much and in their vision so much, they will find out who they are. The majority do know. But then the majority are shocked because they say, I barely know this guy. And women as well who are doing it. The majority are men, but women are doing it too. And they say, I knew him from my old school days, or I knew him from somewhere I used to work, but I don't know him that well. And they're totally shocked that this person has appeared back in their life, and they're wondering, why is he doing this? And they're just doing it because they can. They're doing it for power and control, and I don't know where they're trying to be kicked to get now, but they're terrifying people and destroying their lives, because, you know, when something is so consistent and ongoing and frightening, it does wear you down. And that's where I'm asking, especially the men who are being stalked, because they're being worn down, you are being worn down. That's the aim of it. Don't give yourself a hard time. Just let's go somewhere and let's see if we can do something about it.
All right, Mary, thanks. Mary Quilley, the Cork Sexual Violence Centre. The website she refers to is stalkingireland.ie. All the contact details you need are on that. Or go to the Garda station, make a statement. The law has changed. There is specific stalking law in place, and jail terms are out there for people who do this kind of thing. But what strikes me is, you know, Mary Quilley is one of these people that doesn't get surprised anymore. And even she was surprised by this level of carry-on.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.